Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily Durham, and my goal is to help you thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond. If you don't know me, hey, what's up? How are you? I'm a senior recruiter in tech by day, podcast host by night, and dog mom somewhere in between all of that. If you haven't checked me out on my other platforms, you can check me out at emily.the.recruiter on literally everything, like TikTok, Insta, you name it, we got it. I'm super excited for today's episode. I'm sorry that it's another one where I'm sounding nasally. Turns out that little cold, you know, from last week's episode, she was a sinus infection. So now we're starting antibiotics for that. They haven't kicked in yet. I've got like a pounding headache. Life is good. And honestly, the only thing I wanted to do other than change into my PJs, which side note has already accomplished, was sit my butt down on the couch and record a podcast episode. It's been a hell of a week. If you've been following me on some of my other socials, you know my dog fell. He broke his leg. This is the third leg surgery he's had since, oh my gosh, like December. It's been an absolutely wild ride, like emotionally, financially, like it's just such a shock when it happens. And the fact that it happened again in such a short period of time is just super frustrating. And obviously I feel bad for the little sucker too. So needless to say, I want to focus on something that's not my dog. I want to like do something for me. And that's always going to be this show. Please make, that sounded so Canadian. This show? Oh. I'm going to have other Canadians like making fun of me for stereotyping Canadians, but whatever. If you are going to listen to anything I say ever again, please, please, please go leave a rating and review for this show. It does mean so much. Share this. Let me know what you think in my DMs, but let's get into today's very juicy episode. Oh my God, I didn't even tell you what today's episode was about. Whatever. You already know from the title. Let's get into it. Are you annoying your recruiter? Chances are, if you're asking yourself that question, the answer is probably no. Usually the people who annoy recruiters are not self-aware enough to ask that question. So let's just start there. But today I want to cover something that I get asked about in my DMs and in my Insta and TikTok comments all the time is, isn't this annoying? If I ask about compensation, isn't that annoying? Like, am I going to be pissing off this recruiter and getting myself blacklisted? Today I want to tell you, like, straight from the horse's mouth, I hate that I just called myself a horse, but whatever. I really want to tell you the real tea, like the honest truth. Do recruiters care about certain things? What's rude? What isn't rude? And friendly reminder, if you're new here, I've been a full-time recruiter since 2016. Okay, so I've got a few years in the game here. I know what I'm talking about. I've worked in a few different industries. Right now I'm in tech, but I've touched finance, compliance, like you name it, you got it. So the first thing I often get asked about is if I ask about compensation early in the process, sometimes even before the interview, is that rude or is that annoying? And let me tell you this. No, it is not annoying. Because, for example, if the recruiter is reaching out about a role where they are clearly going to be paying you less than you expect, you're wasting both of each other's time if you go through a full interview process just to find that out at the offer stage or at the end of the entire process. Like, it's silly. So no, it's not annoying to ask about compensation. And the best way to do this is in one of two spots. My personal preference is to ask about compensation or the salary range before the first interview. So when the recruiter reaches out, you reply, you say, thank you so much. I am so grateful for you reaching out. Before we go further, just to be mindful of your time, what's the salary range for this role? It's as simple as that. It doesn't need to be anything wild. You don't need to feel sorry. Remember, it is this person's job to fill this role. You are their customer. The candidate is their customer. And if a recruiter is going to get all fussy about that, it's probably a shitty company. I'm just going to say it, you know, straight up how it is. On the same note, are you annoying your recruiter if you're reaching out and asking about negotiations or negotiating your salary or negotiating your offer? No, you can't. Think about it this way. You actually cannot be annoying your recruiter with those questions when it's their job to deal with those questions. Do you see what I'm saying? You're giving recruiters, frankly, way too much grace here. It's my job to present an offer. It's my job to put together the offer. And it's my job to handle the negotiations for that offer that is actually like going to happen, let's say 8 times out of 10 for every offer I put out. It's part of the gig. So if you are getting nervous or feeling bad about negotiating, take a deep breath. Know that you're allowed to negotiate. Remind yourself, it's actually this person's job to deal with this, and I should not be feeling guilty for it. And then go listen to one of my other episodes about comp negotiations, because I go super in depth. But at a high level, as long as you're going into that conversation with empathy, you're saying thank you for the experience, and you're saying, here are the numbers I'm looking for, you're really just giving the recruiter an opportunity to find an offer that's going to make you happy. They might not be able to, but as long as you're opening the door for that conversation in a respectful way and in a way that's backed by data. So you can't go in there and say, hey, I'd like this offer to be higher and not give them something to work with, because yes, that's annoying. But if you go in there with a range, you know, a number you're more comfortable with, you're giving them something and it's their job. It's their job. Why are you feeling bad about asking recruiters to do things? That's literally a part of their job description. Love that song. Are you annoying the recruiter by asking for preparation information before an interview? So asking what kinds of questions are going to come up or asking what kinds of things you should be ready for? No, because let me say it again. A good recruiter wants you to succeed, because if you get the job offer, they close the position, everybody's happy. It's one less thing for them to deal with, and it's a happy candidate ready to start at a great company. So you asking for preparation is actually a really good sign, at least in my opinion, that you care, that you want to prep, you're putting some time in. I would literally rather spend an hour on the phone with a candidate getting them ready for a big interview so they can be set up for success, versus having a candidate show up and suck, frankly, at their interview, but maybe they could have done a lot better had we had a prep call. So don't feel bad reaching out. Don't feel bad asking questions. Again, it's a part of the recruiter's job to make this process positive for you. They need you probably more than you need them most times. In a nutshell, if you're about to ask yourself, am I annoying the recruiter? Here are a list of things that are not annoying. They're just a part of the job. And if it's going to piss off this recruiter, perhaps they should consider another career change. Number one, things like compensation negotiations, asking questions about compensation, following up after an interview, following up for more information after a job offer has been extended, asking for more information on the company. Basically, the recruiter's job is to make the process as painless for you as possible. It's also their job to make sure that you're getting the answers you need so you can make the most appropriate decision for yourself and for your career. So if you are not being a pest, if you're not following up every single day for 3 weeks, I promise you are not annoying the recruiter. With that being said, I usually recommend following up every, 3 to 4 days. Stuff gets busy, especially this time of year. There's out of offices. I'm personally out of office for about a week and a half this summer, which I know is going to mean my emails are a little bit backlogged. So do be empathetic. You know, don't be reaching out every 12 hours for an update. But as long as you're reaching out in a reasonable amount of time, I promise if you're here, you're overthinking it. In a nutshell, if you're about to ask yourself, am I annoying the recruiter? Here are a list of things that are not annoying. They're just a part of the job. And if it's going to piss off this recruiter, perhaps they should consider another career change. Number one, things like compensation negotiations, asking questions about compensation, following up after an interview, following up for more information after a job offer has been extended, asking for more information on the company. Basically, the recruiter's job is to make the process as painless for you as possible. It's also their job to make sure that you're getting the answers you need so you can make the most appropriate decision for yourself and for your career. So if you are not being a pest, if you're not following up every single day for 3 weeks, I promise you are not annoying the recruiter. With that being said, I usually recommend following up every, 3 to 4 days. Stuff gets busy, especially this time of year. There's out of offices. I'm personally out of office for about a week and a half this summer, which I know is going to mean my emails are a little bit backlogged. So do be empathetic. Don't be reaching out every 12 hours for an update. But as long as you're reaching out in a reasonable amount of time, I promise if you're here, you're overthinking it. But as a bonus, here's some shit that really does annoy me as a recruiter. Most importantly is no-shows to interviews, like people who straight up just don't show. And it happens, especially if you use a tool like Calendly. Like I've had sometimes like calendar holds just fall off of my calendar. And then I feel horrible because I'm like, oh my gosh, this candidate thinks I ghosted them, but I just didn't have the calendar hold. So stuff like that makes sense. As long as you reach out and, follow up, you're still in conversation or communication with the recruiter, it's fine. But like straight up ghosting is a really, really bad look. So definitely don't do that. Don't be rude. Like sometimes I'll have candidates who are so aggressive and like almost condescending. Like I've had candidates ask me things to the effect of, I'm going to go into my tech stack that I work with as an engineer, but I don't think you're going to understand it. Rude. Like that's not a good look. Don't be condescending. Don't be rude and just be prompt with your responses. And I promise, like I said, if you are considerate enough to be here and be thinking about this, I promise you're not the kind of person that recruiters are worrying about. She was short and sweet. I hope that's how people describe me and also this podcast episode. If you found this helpful, please make sure you're leaving a rating, a review, all of the good stuff. Check me out on my other platforms. I hope this was helpful.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.